Gimel Cheshvan, Friday the 1st of November, Rabbi Yosef Perlman, The Lessons of Sefer Bereishis.
Back again. You'll be pleased to know that the notes which I prepared got left behind in Mafsik Das, so I'm going to have to do it by pair, which is probably better because then I was speaking to you rather than reading from notes.
Maybe Machofitz Chaim's there as well.
Yes, these things happen, unfortunately. Now, what I wanted to discuss was Parshas Noach, and obviously everyone knows that the main topic in Parshas Noach, apart from the story of Noach himself, is the Mabul and the Dor HaFlogo. And what I wanted to discuss was, why do we need the Torah to tell us all about these things? There's no mitzvahs necessarily involved. Yes, of course, there are lessons that we can learn from the from what happened, how the people behaved. And we know, for example, the Torah tells us that mitzas shvach, the fun of, there are lessons like that. In the case of the Noach, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said he was at the beginning, he was a proper tzaddik, and then afterwards he just calls him a tzaddik, and so on. So there are lessons to be learned from the Torah. But on the other hand, Rashi at the beginning of Chumash has said that the Torah could have commenced from Achudjah Zelachem in Sefer Shemais. So why have we been given all this? And of course it's forbidden, and the Gemara Chagiga tells us you're not allowed to investigate what happened before creation, and that's actually one of the answers why the Torah begins with the letter Beis. There's many answers why the Torah didn't start with an Aleph. As you know, Aleph stands for Oror, and we want to start with Brocha, and the fact that this world is comprised of duality. Everything in this world needs two disparate types to make things work, so like a husband and a wife, and you've got, if anybody knows about electricity, you'll know you've got to have negative and positive, and in physics it's the same thing. So this world is created with letter base. But there's another, well, there are many explanations, and I mean, Vilna Gaon said he could have spent virtually his whole life on the first pasuk of Bereishis, or was it the first word of Bereishis, I don't know which. But anyhow, one of the explanations is that the letters tell us messages, and the letter Beis has a complete block behind it, and it's open at the front. So you can't look behind to see what happened before, you can only see what's going to happen in the future. So that's another reason why the Torah wanted to start with the letter Beis. But we're going to come also to another aspect, so I'll mention it now. The first letter in the Chumash is the letter Beis, and the last letter in Chumash is the letter Lamed. Beis Lamed makes Baal. Now that's connected with the Mabul. Why is Baal and Mabul connected? And the answer is that we know that Baal represents complete disintegration, complete efforts in Hebrew, nothing. It's useless. If you take the letters Beis and Lamed, wherever they occur, with one exception which I'm bothered about, but it always seems to be destruction, negativity, uselessness. For example, Hevel, emptiness, Novo, rubbish, and we've got Baal and Beli, Bovel, same thing. And you've got Bolok and Bilam. If you had to choose the two most negative characters in history, Bolok and Bilam would be very, very high up in the calculation. The one word which bothers me is Bilha. I'm still waiting for a good explanation as to why she starts with the Beis Lamed. But basically, Beis Lamed means Belula. Lulav Shemen is mingled. That also means, yeah, you can use it in a good tech. You could use it in a, but the basic meaning is muddled up. It's like the Mabul. Rashi says Mabul is Yovel, Hovel, and there's different explanations. But the Beis Lamed in each of them is something which is completely negative. So we're going to have to look. And also, what another fascinating explanation of the marble is that really it was bull. And Chodesh Bull is the name for Cheshvan. And why was it called Chodesh Bull? Because the Mem, which is the 40 days of the flood, is removed from it, you get Bull. And that's how Mam Bull means 40 days of water flowing. And that's one of the explanations as to why Cheshvan was called Chodesh Bull. But okay, there's all sorts of other explanations for the reason why the Mem got into the Mabul. But the basic explanation is that it's the 40 days in which the Mabul took place, and that caused the destruction of the world. Now, the question is, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give the Mabul then, and why later on in the Dor HaFlogah he gave a different sort of punishment? In fact, the punishment is not, you can't compare it at all to the Mabul. The Mabul destroyed the whole world except for the Noach and his friends and his family, I beg your pardon. And in the case of the Dor HaFlogah, he just mixed up the languages. I mean, it seems completely out of context, completely doesn't make sense normally that there should be such a drastic punishment in one case and such a peculiar punishment in the other case. What can we learn from it? Well, here we've got to realize that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created a world in which we have to serve Hashem. That's obviously the first thing that is required. And we also know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu later on gave us the Aseret HaDibros, which are comprised of Ben Adam LaMokoim, which is the first five Dibros, and the Ben Adam LaChaveinu, which is the second five. So clearly that was the purpose of creating the world, was to serve Hashem in the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one thing, knowing that we've got to do his mitzvahs, and we've got to realize that he is the Yechido Shel Olam, he's in charge, and at the same time, we've got to realize that we have to have Ben Adam LeChavero as well. Now, that actually, I think I might have said this before, but it's worthwhile doing this as a hakdama. If you take the word Bereshis, the gematria of Bereshis by itself is 913, but if you take what's called the Nistar of Bereshis, that's the Yud Tof of the base, the Yud Shin of the Reish, Aleph is Lamed Pei, Shin is Yud Nun, Yud is Vav Dalet, and Tof is Aleph Vav. If you add that, it becomes to 907. Right? The two numbers together make 1820, and that's a fantastic number, that 1820. Just by the way, it's not what I'm meant to talk about, but you should know that the 913 and the 907 gives you 1820. 1820 are the number of Shemus which are in the Chumash. It's the gematria of Sod Hashem. If you multiply Sod by 70 by 26, it's the gematria of also Koyach Hashem of the Aleph Dalad, Hashem of the Aleph Dalad is 28 times 65. That's, so it's got the Sod Hashem, it's got the Koyach Hashem, all that is in the number 1820. The first Shem Yudke Vavke in Chumash comes after 1820. We Nusach Ashkenaz, which is far more attuned to numbers than the Nusach Sephard, is there are 1820 words in Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. There are 1820 words in the Haggadah, starting from Hor Nachmo Anya until you get to Goal Yisrael. So we see that this number 1820, and if in fact, if I'm not mistaken, if you count all the numbers between Adnus, that's Aleph Dalet, 65, now I can't remember which, whether it's 65 to 91, or whether it's all the numbers between the Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei, which is 26 to 65. Probably Anyway, if anybody's got a mathematical calculator, you work it out. If you count all those numbers between the two numbers, you'll get to 1820 in total. I can't remember which is which at the moment. But anyhow, that adds up. We see this is a remarkable number. And that's not just by happenstance. It's done because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling us messages in this work. Now, I once heard from the Sasser Rebbe Zechatzadeh that if you take two psukim, they've got the same gematria, for Hafta as Hashem Elokecho, is 907, and Vohavta L'recha Kamocha Ani Hashem is also 907. So in the first word of Bereshis, in the Nistar, we've got this principle that you've got to have Ben Odom L'Mokom and Ben Odom L'Chaveiro go together in order to create the world that we are looking for. So the question then is, as we mentioned before, why does it start with a bays and end with a lamed? It's telling us the whole thing is like a marble, it's useless. But in fact, I realised that in the Gemara we have the same thing, because the Gemara starts with the letter Mem of Me'e Masai. And what's the last letter of Shas? Anybody finish Shas? Halachos. Altik elichos al halachos. Mem and Tof Meis. Now why on earth should Shas be dead? Meis. Just like the Chumash is Baal, useless, empty, the Shas is also completely mace. What's going on?
Without the Shas, you must have got the Shas, you separated, it's not missing.
It's what?
Without the Shas, it's Mem Sof, you separated the whole Shas.
Yeah, but we wouldn't call the Shas mace. But look, I'm sure that they're upshotting. But there's also another, one pshat in Shas is that you have to add the Aleph of Kodesh Baruch Hu to mace to get MS. You see, Aleph and Mes makes MS, and therefore that's another reason why you can't just have the Shas as a mental exercise. It's got to be to serve Hashem. It's got to be. It comes, and that's one of the explanations. But I've thought about this. If you do Shas and you've finished the Daf Yomi, and say, I'm now a Shas mensch, I don't have to learn anymore, I've finished. That's Mes. You're a dead man. You haven't achieved anything. And the same thing with the Torah. If you just start from Bereshis and end at the end, you'll have Baal. You have nothing. You've got to go over it again. You've got to do Chazorah. If you do Chazorah of Chumash, you get Leiv. That's what it said. We want the heart of the people. We want people to put their koichus into it and the warmth into it. And the same thing happens in the Gemara. If you start with if you start and finish with Mem Tov, you have Meis. But if you go back and you do Chazor, you'll get Tam. It'll be perfect. You go back to get Tzvimus. And we know who's Yaakov Ish Tam. That is the Emes. And just by the way, since we're talking here, you should know that the Torah, Shabbat Sav, has Yaakov in it at the beginning and at the end. At the end, we know it's Enikon Yisrael. We know that Yaakov represents Emes, because Titen Emes Yaakov, Chesed Avram, and Yitzchak is Gevura, the three Midas. But Yaakov is Emes and Torah, and if you start to see that Yaakov finishes off the Torah, because it's Israel. But he also starts the Torah. Do you know how? Because if you take the first letters of the first 31 words of Chumash, there's a base of Bereshis, that's another reason why there's a base, and 36 times of Vav, 30 times Vav, each posse starts with Vav, that's 182. Gematria Yaakov. So Yaakov is at the beginning, and he's at the end, but there's more to it than that. How old was Yaakov when he died? 147, correct? Now, if you take the first letter of each Sefer, and the last letter of each Sefer of Chumash, it'll come to 147. Check it out. Bays of Bereshis, Mitzrayim is the Mem of Mem of the Bereshis. Take each of the 10 letters altogether, there'll be, because there's 5 Chumashim, beginning and end. That's 147. So we see that Yaakov is completely in charge of the Torah, and that's because it is the message of Emes. And that's the Torah is going to be Torah's Emes. There's a lot of messages of that in Sefer Bereshis. The Baal HaTurim points out how many words finish. Bereshis Bara Elohim Es, at MS, Sophie Tavis. He mentions the number, and that's actually why we say MS so many times in after Krishna, because this is the message. But let's go back. We're saying that the Torah wants Libba boy, he wants our lave, and we're saying you've got to do Ben Adam Lamakum and Ben Adam Lachavura. So the message of Noach is that that went wrong. It went wrong completely. Because in the case of Noach, it says, how does the pasuk go at the beginning? Vatishochis ha'oretz lifnei halukim. Vatimone oretz chamas. But my father, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he once told me, he says, no, this is not just two separate things which they were doing. One was going into the other. As soon as you have Hashchasa Lifnei, if you don't serve Elohim properly, automatically metamolei oretz chamos. That's what caused the chamos. The chamos is caused because if you don't have belief in Hashem properly, and you have hashchasa with Hashem, that will create the chamos. One was created by the other. And because they were violent to each other, and they didn't have any Ben Adam Lechaveiro at all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, there's no point in keeping these people. We need shalom in the world. And if everybody's fighting, it's not going to work. Now I'm going to tell you here a remarkable Malbim. The Malbim normally deals with letters and words and explains the grammar. That's the Malbim's derech, normally. You don't find them, Amol you get a bit of Zohar and a Kabbalah, but you don't find the Malbim going much into gematrias. It's unusual. Yet, in the case of the Mabul, the Malbim gives a most remarkable gematria, which is completely out of the nature. I mean, the people who learn Malbim will realize this is unusual. He says like this, how can we learn from the measurements of the table, thank you. How can we learn from the measurements of the table? What were the measurements? 300, 50, and 30. 300, 50, and 30 comes to 380. He says, if you take the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yudke Vavke, and the Aleph Dalet, and you multiply the first letter with the first letter, the second with the second, that Yud of Hashem with the Aleph of Adnos, so that gives you 10. 10 times 1 is 10. The second one is Hey with Dalet, which is 20. 10 and 20 is 30. So the 30 is the first measurement of the ark. He then says, take the third letter, which is Vav, multiply by the third letter of Adnos, which is Nun, six times 50 is 300. That's the second measurement, or the first measurement of the ark. And then you've got the final one, Hey,
times the Yud,
which is 50. So he says, you see that the ark represents Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and Aleph Dalet. Now that's completely out of Malbim's normal derech, but that's what he says. And then he says, well, what's it all telling us? He's telling us very simply, he said. 380 is the gematria of Shalom. The gematria of Shalom is 376. He said, but then he adds on a word, he says, Ima Koilel. Now the Koilel is normally one, but there's another type of Koilel. The Koilel is the number of letters can be added into the gematria you're dealing with. So we've got 376 plus four letters. That's 380. That's Shalom. That's what it's saying. 380 is the Bible. So the purpose of the Tavor was to try to be massacring the mess which the humanity had made, and that created the Inyan of Sholem. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy everybody except Noach and the family who had kept the Torah and were friendly, etc. But 340 years after the Mabul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had also given the Keshes and has given us a promise that there would never be a destruction again. Okay, but still, if the world was misbehaving so badly, why is it that he didn't give a bit more of a punishment? All right, you can't destroy the whole world. He said he wouldn't do it. What's going on here? Well, again, we find that in the case of the Zohar HaFlogah, which, by the way, 340 is also the gematria of shame, apparently the Mefarshim say that the Zechus of Shem, who was the tzaddik from Noach, that kept the world going for 340 years, even though they rapidly had disintegrated and they weren't behaving as they should. But however, then 340 years after the Mabul, that's 1996, nearly 2,000 years from creation, we find that we have the Dor HaFloga. What's the Dor HaFloga? The Dor HaFloga was a people who were Sofa Echos Udvarim Achodim. Sofa Echos. Now the question is, why does it say Sofa Echos, not Loshon Echod? What is Sofa all about? So the Mefarshim do explain that its Loshon represents the dialect, the type of speech which you do, whereas Sofa is the borderline, the whole thing. So they were still, they obviously spoke differently to each other. I mean, you can't have people living in different parts of the country whose accent is the same. I mean, my dialect is not London, my dialect is Sunderland. But if you go further away, you'll find that English of South Africa is not the same thing as English of America, nor the English of Australia. So that's dialect, and that changes. And in fact, the French and Spanish are all based on the same Latin language. So, but that's what's called Loshon, the difference. But the Sofa is the overall, is like the English language or whatever the language is. So the Sofa Echad they kept, but the Loshon was different. That's what happened. But then it says Devorim Achodim. What's this Devorim Achodim? They all had one word. You've told us of Sofa Echos. What's this Devorim Achodim all about? Now, unfortunately, I've left my notes behind in the other place, so I have to from memory. But I do remember that I have 17 pshotim in the words Devorim Achodim. I found in different places all sorts of different explanations of Devorim Achodim. That they, just to give you one example, Achodim can be Chadim. Now, Rashi, I think, says that it doesn't mean unity of words, because we've talked about the Sofa Achas. It's got to relate to sharpness. They were sharp with each other. They didn't have quite the friendship. Rashi says that Avraham Achadim is because they wanted to attack HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They wanted to make they said the Mabul comes every 1656 years. Let's make very strong walls to achieve that. And the Dvarim Achodim, some say closed words from what that, that's another explanation. There's all sorts of explanations of the words Dvarim Achodim, but they clearly have to have some meaning in the context. But the main point we're trying to make here is, because they were b'sholem with each other, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not going to destroy such people. If keeping the Ben Adam the Chaveiro, not like the Dor HaMabul, where they were fighting and destroying and were killing each other and stealing, etc., it was Chomos. There, the world had to be destroyed. But now, because they've got a lot of Ben Adam the Chaveiro, however, because they're still not keeping the Ben Adam the Makom, they're trying to destroy Kodesh Baruch Hu, they're trying to build towers in the thing, they have to be punished. How is the best way of punishing them? Not by destroying, like the in the Mabul, but by doing something which will disturb them from attacking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to try to bring them back to where they're supposed to be. And that if they all have a separate language, and they won't gather together against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore languages were developed from that. That was the idea in the case of the Dor HaFloga, as distinct from what happened in the Dor HaMabul. Now, so what we are learning from this is that Shalom and Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, as we said before, is extremely important, but only if it's based on Ben Adam L'Makom. Because if you don't have Ben Adam L'Makom, you will end up without Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, like we see with the Mabul. Chomos will come if there's not if you haven't got the Ben Adam la Mokum as a basis for it, and that's basically why the Mabul is considered to have been such a terrible a situation because the people were fighting with each other. And in the case of the Dor HaFlogah, it's true that they didn't believe in Hashem as they should do, but because they were friendly with each other, that was not the main issue, and it was possible to give them a punishment which could get them in the right direction again. That they should be keeping their bodies, and they weren't destroyed afterwards. So we see that we've got to have both Bein Adam Lechaveiro, but it's got to be preceded by Bein Adam Lamokum. That's what the idea of the Emes, which we mentioned before, is all about. And that's what the Torah is telling us, that when it says in the word Bereishis that you've got both Bein Adam Lamokum and Bein Adam Lechaveiro, which was lost at the time of the Mabul, and that was therefore there was complete destruction. But at the time of the Dor HaFlogah, you have partly a problem with the fact that they were trying to destroy the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shlita over the world. That was clearly had to be stopped, and therefore there had to be have a novla. Again, you have that same word, bala, to mix up as fossil. And we've said that when we learn the Torah libaboy, it means you've got to put your heart into it, because that represents the warmth of both the learning of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which will itself create the idea of Bein Adam Lechaveiro if it's done properly. One leads to the other, and they're both part of the same idea. And this basically is what the lesson of the Sefer Bereishis is all about. We have to learn Midas from it. Later on we'll come to what happened with Yosef and the brothers and the problem of Sholem there, and we find the Yaakov and Esau, and there are lessons to be learnt from these parts of the Torah, which are not halachas in the sense that the mitzvahs, there are one or two mitzvahs which are come agav urcha, like Gidanosha, etc., and Pruvu, but the main point of Sefer Bereishis is that we should learn how to behave from the Avos HaKadoshim. And we heard Yaakov talking about the message of Noach before. It's all part of the same thing. What you were saying before is also connected with the message that we have to take from Noach and from the great people in history. And also we'll finish off, what are we doing?
Okay. One minute?
10 minutes. We said that the Torah is built on Emes. That was what we mentioned, and that's what the Balaturim says at the very beginning in the first pasuk of Chumash, that this is the correct Emes, and that's why Emes is so many times. And I added to that that Yaakov Avinu surrounds the Torah. We've got to learn from Yaakov Avinu the midah of Emes, how it should be, because that Emes will give us Shalom Ahavu. Shalom is based on the Emes, and we have to behave to each other in the best possible way. You mentioned also the difference between Noah looking after only the animals and Avraham Avinu looking after the human beings. Our job is to learn from this that we have to do chesed with everyone, right? And that this is a part of the Pirkei Avos and part of our midas, that we should be thinking not only of ourselves all the time, But if we realize that we believe in Hashem, and one of the most significant mitzvahs that Hashem has given us is to make sure that we are involved in looking after everybody else to the best of one's ability. That's the message of Bereishis. Make sure that you are doing Bein Odom L'Chaveiro, and that is a big, big inyan. It's not so simple. And one of the things of Bein Odom L'Chaveiro is not to go over the time. If I go over the time, I'm disturbing people. So I've got to think of that. And one of your jobs is to listen, because if you don't listen, you fall asleep. It's going to disturb people. So even if you feel that this year is a complete waste of time, you can still look as though it is good. That's part of Bein Odom L'Chaveiro. So we've all got to help each other in doing Bein Odom L'Chaveiro. And with that, Zechus and Mitzvah Hashem, we should be Zoicha to get, hopefully, Mashiach to Kenu and Meir of Yomeinu.
Amen.
And last week we spoke about the Mexican sombreros and hats.